if you had bought $20,000 worth of stock in Apple a decade ago, you would be a millionaire tonight. So you know where we're headed with this. How can you find tomorrow's Apple?
We put that question to Jim Glassman, contributing editor with Kiplinger's Personal Finance, who tells you what to look for.
First, products that combine art and science. Second, a great global brand. Third, confidence in the quality of the product so that the company can raise prices. A great balance sheet and a huge, and I mean huge, potential market, sort of a global market. So that's, if you look at the ingredients for Apple, those are the ones. So who's got that now? I think a number of companies. One is Netflix, and I realize Netflix has had lots of problems lately, and you know what? So did Apple not too many years ago. Another one is Zynga, which has also had some problems lately. Zynga has applications such as Farmville that are particularly popular on Facebook. I'm also a big fan of Amazon as well as eBay. And then a few more companies that may be a little more unusual. They're certainly not generally seen as tech companies. One is Dow Chemical, which is now taking advantage of the fact that the United States has low, maybe getting lower, natural gas prices. Natural gas is really important in manufacturing as well as just in making chemicals. And the other, which may be a shocker to a lot of people, Ford Motor Company.
Back to Netflix, Jim. They have a lot to offer as far as what you can watch on your laptop or patch it into your TV, but they don't have the latest titles streaming, and that is just one of several problems that a lot of analysts say Netflix has. Why are you so bullish on that company?
I think one thing that investors should do is have a certain amount of faith that a great company that's well-run will solve the problems that are at hand. And I realize that's, you know, some people might consider that a shot in the dark. But to me, when a company is having problems, but it's a really good company, has proven itself in the past, that there's a good chance that it's going to solve those problems. So the problems that you talk about are problems that are well-known in the marketplace. And they have driven down the price of Netflix from, gosh, almost $300 a share down to $65. So I think that makes Netflix an opportunity. I completely agree with you about not having the right films and having some pricing problems, but I think they'll solve those problems.
You told us that not all of these companies would be tech companies. You mentioned a few. What about Lululemon? That's on your list.
Yes, I love Lululemon, and I think Lululemon has these qualities. It is a company that is more than a clothes company. It's a company kind of like Apple that combines art and science, so it's clothes that a lot of people consider quite beautiful for exercise clothes, great fabrics, and it's the kind of company where customers kind of fall in love with the product, as people do Apple computers, iPads, iPods, and as a result are willing to pay more for that product. So I like Lululemon in that sense.
You talked about Zynga, sort of an accessory to Facebook, but what about Facebook itself?
You know, I actually like Facebook. I don't think anybody knows what the price of Facebook ought to be, but I've got to say that in my mind, Facebook has gotten into buying range. And Facebook is a company that has all of those five characteristics that I talked about. Certainly is in very good financial shape. The question about Facebook, similar to the question about Netflix, is, has it going to make enough money to justify a high price? Again, I think it's a matter of faith that Facebook has almost 1 billion users, and you got to figure that a company like that is going to figure out how to make a buck or two in profits off of its 1 billion users.
When people hear you talk about a company like Ford, as you did a little while ago, why? What's so exciting in your view about it?
Ford is a very, very well-run company. Alan Mulally is a great CEO. He's a guy who turned down the government money and, you know, refused the bailout. He's seen his profits jump in the last couple of years from $3 billion to $20 billion, and yet the price of the stock is down. And I think as you look out over the global landscape in the automobile industry, you have to say that more and more people around the world are going to be driving. There are too many global brands. I would put my money on a company that's shown flexibility and great management and is in pretty good financial shape, and that would be Ford.
James Glassman tonight talking about his column in the July issue of Kiplinger's Personal Finance, In Search of the New Apple.